from the 1970s by William Bolcom. That was one of his ghost drags. That was Graceful Ghost, played by Paul Jacobs, pianist, here on KPR. Good morning. It's 9:10. It's about 67 degrees in Lawrence, on the way up to 91 on this October afternoon. Well, we'll go from Graceful Ghost to a Bohemian Danish folk melody for strings, music of Carl Nielsen next. Stay tuned for flute music by Telemann and the Bach St. Anne Prelude and Fugue. Support for all this great classical music this morning on KPR comes from the KU School of Music, inviting KU alumni to return to the 100th Annual Vespers Choir, singing alongside fellow alumni while commemorating a century of Vespers tradition on Sunday, December 8th. Details at music.ku.edu. And from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Jonathan Mamora, striving to uplift and positively influence others using music as a means for service. Sunday, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. Here's Carl Nielsen now on KPR. The Danish composer Carl Nielsen called that a paraphrase for strings, Bohemian Danish Folk Melody with the Danish Radio Symphony Orchestra. On this beautiful October 3rd, it should be about 91 degrees. Ultimately, this afternoon, it's about 68 already, and in the air, even though there's no rain forecast in the next few days, there's that smell of water. Ocean. Next is music by Telemann, a concerto for flute and violin and strings, and some organ music with E. Power Biggs is coming up. And also, next hour, the Brahms Violin Concerto. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City, Abilene. Tune in after the noon news for dance music from the sensation known as the Merry Widow from Franz Lehár. Then music from Marcel Grandjani, a man with a reputation as a great harpist, and one of his rhapsodies. Classical music from noon to three with Jeff Watson. I'm Cordelia Brown with you until then. Here is Emmanuel Pahud, flutist, with a Berlin Baroque soloist on KPR. For a Telemann A Major Concerto for Flute and Violin on Kansas Public Radio. Georg Philipp Telemann, a concerto for flute and violin with Emmanuel Pahud and the Berlin Baroque soloists. Next at the console, E. Power Biggs, organist, for the St. Anne Prelude and Fugue. Music by J.S. Bach for keyboard on KPR. E. Power Biggs at the Flintrop Organ in the Busch Reisinger Museum of Harvard University. That's E. Power Biggs playing the St. Anne Prelude and Fugue in E-flat. That's the music of J.S. Bach here on KPR. Kansas Public Radio. Next hour, let's see. One of those interestingly named pieces by Francois Couperin right after the 10 o'clock news. It's called The Mysterious Barricades. And then music by George Butterworth before we hear the Brahms Violin Concerto. Well, that organ music reminded me of the 27th annual Silence in the Cathedral concert coming up Friday, October 25th. At 7 p.m. in Topeka at Grace Episcopal Cathedral, featuring the 1924 German horror fantasy Waxworks. The music by organist Marvin Falwell and Bob Keckeisen, with introductions by Denise Morrison. And there'll be some short films as well from a long time ago The Bewitched Inn from 1897, The Inn Where No Man Rests from 1903, and The Bewitched Trunk from 1904, all with organ accompaniment. Felix Switch's Witches is a 1927 silent film you don't want to miss. Fast Freight from 1929, or Do Detectives Think from 1927. It's Silence in the Cathedral, Friday, 7 p.m., October 25th, at Grace Episcopal Cathedral in Topeka. This is KPR.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we did with the news, weekdays on Morning Edition.
Join us for tomorrow morning's Morning Edition. It's between 5 and 9 each weekday morning before classical music. Starts at 9 and goes all day here on KPR. It's 10 o'clock. Good morning. We're live. We're local. We're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH, and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV, and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. KPR's Big Band Christmas is December 14th at Liberty Hall, and tickets to the general public are on sale Saturday. It's the KC Jazz Orchestra performing a mix of big band favorites and Christmas tunes. To get an early shot at tickets, become a KPR listener member now at kansaspublicradio.org. More music in just a few minutes right here on KPR or kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News and Washington.
Not clear if that's under consideration, but President Biden says he would not support such an attack. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down nearly 300 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. Good morning. This is KPR. Pianist Simone Dinnerstein playing The Mysterious Barricades by Francois Couperin. Next, English music, very picturesque, The Banks of Green Willow. And then the Brahms Violin Concerto with Shlomo Mintz, violinist. Good morning, this is KPR. Creating a legacy in public radio is easy. Easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright, Don Marquis Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our honor service will continue for years to come. For information, visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. Here's the English Chamber Orchestra now, playing this idol for small orchestra by George Butterworth. Let's imagine The Banks of Green Willow. Imagining the English countryside with the English Chamber Orchestra directed by Jeffrey Tate. That music was by George Butterworth on Kansas Public Radio. George Butterworth's The Banks of Green Willow. Next, a piece that Brahms wrote to show off the violin. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City and kansaspublicradio.org. Kansas City musicians Ho Anthony On and Jeffrey Savage bring two pieces for cello and piano to life from 1901 Russia, from the Ballet of the Four Seasons by Alexander Glazunov, and then the Complete Sonata in G Minor for Cello and Piano by Sergei Rachmaninoff. That's tonight at 7 for this Piano and Cello Classics Live, only on KPR. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, offering a local team to help businesses invest in the health of their employees with a choice of benefit options. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business. And from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Now with Shlomo Mintz, the violinist, and Claudio Abbado directing the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, here's Johannes Brahms, Opus 77, his Violin Concerto in D Major on KPR. The Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, directed by Claudio Abbado, featuring violinist Shlomo Mintz for the Brahms Violin Concerto. Johannes Brahms Violin Concerto in D Major, Opus 77, here on KPR. Remember, if you ever want to look up and see what's playing or what's been played, just resort to our playlists. We keep them online at kansaspublicradio.org.
At KansasPublicRadio.org.
It's 11 o'clock. Good morning. This is KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU, HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH, and KANH, HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV, KANV, HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ, Chanute, 90.3. Stay tuned right after the news. One of the coronation marches from England, a Schubert piano sonata, the Cantique de Jean Racine, featuring the monks of Downsine Abbey, and string quintet by Luigi Boccherini we haven't heard in a while. Support for news on KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising. From design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com. This is KPR.
Last 2 weeks. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive, with small business insurance for protecting a variety of business types with multiple coverage options, designed to fit business owners' needs. More about small business insurance is at progressivecommercial.com. Good morning. This is KPR. By Sir William Walton, commissioned for the coronation of King George VI in Westminster Abbey in 1937, in the tradition of Elgar's pomp and circumstance march. Elgar had died not long before this, so in a way it was a tribute to Elgar. The Crown Imperial March by Sir William Walton, which has been played again, they reused them. It was played for the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II, Prince William and Catherine's wedding, and, last year, the coronation of King Charles III. Right there, it was André Previn and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Support for the music this morning on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, installing solar since 1982, and now offering whole backup battery systems, such as Tesla Powerwalls for Kansas and Missouri. More information at CromwellSolar.com. Here's Franz Schubert, Piano Sonata in C Major, played by Andras Schiff, now on KPR. Andras Schiff, pianist, playing Schubert, Schubert's Piano Sonata in C. Next, a short but wonderful piece by Gabriel Fauré, The Cantique de Jean Racine, featuring the monks of Downside Abbey on KPR. Music from early in the career of Gabriel Fauré. In fact, he was still a student when he wrote that in 1865, and he won a contest for it. Cantique de Jean Racine, featuring the monks of Downside Abbey, here on KPR. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio, where support for the classical music comes from Cromwell Solar, installing solar since 1982 and now offering whole battery backup systems such as Tesla Powerwalls for Kansas and Missouri. More information at CromwellSolar.com. Be listening after the noon news in about half an hour for dance music from the sensation known as the Merry Widow from Franz Lehár, and then music by the great Marcel Grangioni, a man with a reputation as a great harpist, composer, teacher, one of his rhapsodies. Classical music from noon to three on KPR. Here's Luigi Boccherini, string quintet played by the Smithsonian Chamber Players. That's Luigi Boccherini, string quintet. The particular one is the fourth one in the Opus 11 set that Boccherini wrote, played by the Smithsonian Chamber Players. Jeff Watson has more music after noon news and stardate. There'll be music from The Merry Widow and some harp music, Marcel Grangioni, one of his rhapsodies. Music continues after the news. Remember, you can always check our playlists online at kansaspublicradio.org to look up what's playing or what's been played. Join us in the morning for the next one here on KPR. It's 12 noon from the University of Kansas or Kansas Public Radio. Station-wise, that's KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute. Our updated forecast is calling for a sunny sky today with a high of 91. Tonight, clear and dark with a new moon and 58 degrees for a low. Friday should be sunny with a high near 79. And peeking into the weekend, no rain mentioned in the forecast. Looks like Saturday, 89. Sunday, 79. And temperatures in the 70s next week. I'm Cordelia Brown. Have a great rest of your day. I've enjoyed listening to music with you on KPR. Listen with Jeff Watson after the news here on KPR. Live.